Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Keith Herbert, live from Business Radio X studios here in Pensacola, and this is our Foodie Life series. And this is the best part of my day today. We are officially at work drinking beer and talking about food and other supplements and things that happen in the, I'm going to call it the culinary world. But I am surrounded by a whole bunch of characters who, by the end of the show, I am not responsible for any of their actions. But let's just go around the table. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves. So please.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Callahan.
I'm Christine Miller.
I'm Drew Hardgrave with Hiles McLeod Insurance.
Calvin, you got to lean in more.
I am Calvin with Grub Ninja.
I'm Ron Spradling with City Spree, the one, and Grub Ninja.
I'm Drew Ruff with Beer Me Delivery, the only Pensacola beer and wine delivery.
Yeah, I'm so stoked that you guys are up and running, man. So, okay, you guys didn't tell us who you're with, so you got to let the world know.
I'm Jennifer Callahan with Kiani.
Okay.
And Christine Miller with Kiani.
All right, so we all want to know, what is Kiani? Because you brought us some really cool packages and stuff for us to try.
Kiani is a nutrient-based supplement. You take it daily, and it makes you feel amazing.
Yeah.
So we have three different products. We have your Sunrise, which you take in the morning to help you kind of get going. We also have your Nitro to help you...
help you nitronize?
Nitro is to help your body produce nitric oxide, which it does on its own, but it makes it happen more. I guess faster,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And so you would take it before you take the sunrise, and it helps your body absorb all the nutrients in the sunrise. You also would take it the middle of the day when you start to feel, you know, oh, this is a long day at work. Oh, I just need to take something. Or you could take it before you go to the gym, which is a big thing. Like, people take pre-workouts. You would take this instead of a pre-workout. And there's been dramatic results with that, with people's performance.
Drew, what do you take before you go work out? Drew does a workout.
What's a workout?
Yeah, exactly. Do you take anything? No?
No, I don't really. I work out, but I don't really take any supplements.
You don't take anything for
it's
your
all
muscles?
Natural.
Does it? All natural.
Nice. Ron, do you have time to work out, dude?
Beer.
Yeah.
He does the curls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, this is true. So, but this is all new to this area. Is this correct? You are the only distributor here, right?
We are, both of us.
it's really popular in California and Texas is where it's really starting to take off.
Yeah.
But it's been worldwide for the past 10 years.
Okay.
It's just now starting to break into the U.S., even though it's owned by two U.S. families.
So where was it before the U.S.?
It's in Europe.
Yeah. Those guys, they do it a little different. Yeah. So tell me, what got you into wanting to be a distributor for this?
So I think the biggest thing that I like about this company is that it's simple. You're not changing your lifestyle. So you're adding to it. So it's not something like you're going to have to do a shake. You're going to have to, you know, change your eating habits. It's just you're adding to what you're already doing.
Yeah.
And then plus, I like the company is so supportive. There are so many people to help you. Everybody's there to answer questions. If you have somebody on the phone or you're talking to somebody and you don't know the answer, there's probably, you know, 50 people at any point that can help you answer those questions. And so you're on the spot, able to help and assist people.
Very cool. So are you taking it now? Do you take it?
I have been taking it. I've been taking it for a week and I've already seen such a difference. I started like a CrossFit boot camp over in CrossFit and Gulf Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And by Friday, I was actually able to finish a CrossFit workout.
Yeah.
And I took the Nitro before without stopping. So I was really, really proud of myself. So it's been a month I've been going to CrossFit, but the first time I was actually able to finish one.
Yeah. Okay. So being that this is obviously Foodie Life and this sort of rolls into food, how are you incorporating this in with your diet aside from just the times you take it during the day?
So I think the biggest piece is, it gives you the supplements that you wouldn't, or the stuff in food that you wouldn't eat. Like, I'm not going to eat, I don't like kale. I'm not going to eat kale, but it's in the Sunrise.
Sure.
It has like over 100, the ingredients are like 100 mushrooms. They're sardines.
But it doesn't taste like mushrooms.
No. He actually,
Yeah. Oh, that guy right there. Drew. Yeah. Yeah.
You tried it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was.
And what did you think?
You know, it was easy to take down. It had a lot of nutritional value. And I mean,
did you wash it down with beer?
I did.
You did.
It took me all of probably 30 seconds to eat it, so it was quick.
Wait a minute. You eat it or do you drink it?
Well, it's kind of actually, I don't know, really. It was
did
a
you
liquid...
eat the package?
No.
It's got liquid on it, right?
It was a liquid supplement. But,
that's what's great about it. It's a little bit. I mean, it's 30
ml.
Yeah. Yeah. You can put it in juice. You can put it in anything. You can put it in your coffee if you want to do that. You can put it in a beer. I mean, you drink it however you want to drink it.
Then you can drink. Then you can eat the package and then eat the label off the beer.
There you go.
That's what happened, actually. I followed it up with some beer.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So we've just proven it. Beer just makes it go down better. Yeah, so I think that is about to be your newest, biggest selling
point. Well, here.
Yes.
Nutritional value to your beer.
Well, all right. All right. So speaking of beer, since I'm actually trying to spill half of mine on all of our equipment, what did you bring for us today? Because we need to let people know that we are officially drinking.
Okay. I brought all kinds of stuff. I brought some Dogfish Head, the 60 Minute. I brought some New Belgium Fat Tire, the Citradelic, Back 40. From Alabama. I brought their truck stop honey, the brown ale. And we carry a lot of Maui stuff. Ron's drinking the Mana Wheat. How do you like that, Ron?
And it is delicious.
Very good.
And I'm not a wheat beer guy, but this is really, really good.
So that's the thing. Beer. I've never been an IPA or a flavored stuff. You handed me, what did you hand me when
I
you first
got? I gave you the Lining Kugel, the Grapefruit Shandy.
Wow.
Lining Kugel, yeah. Well,
let me tell you something. I'm a Bud Light guy.
Yeah.
I'm from St. Louis. I support St. Louis. Yes. I'm a Bud Light guy. We're partners with Beer Me, so we invited them to the parade, the Fiesta Parade. They brought a couple kegs on the float. One of them was Tangerine Wheat from Lost Key Brewery in California.
Yeah, San Diego.
And it was absolutely the best beer we've ever had. We've been looking for it and looking for it, and they keep running out of it. We're our own best customers, so of course, we order beer and have it delivered to our house all the time.
Yeah, actually, we had a 1/6 keg on the float, and I think within an hour and a half, that thing was...
It was floating.
It was tapped, huh? Yeah.
Then we had to settle for the other good beer they brought.
Yeah,
Which was Bud Light? Is that what you're about to say?
No, it was an Iron Bassett. They're a traditional lager, but,
So, it's good beer.
Tangerine is awesome.
Yeah, other than Bud Light, and I'm drinking this wheat beer, and I'm like you. I like beer flavored beer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something that, but, like, at the store, we pride ourselves in being a craft beer store. And so Kellen is our beer guru, and he has a build your own. So you can actually come in and build your own six pack and try over 100 different beers, and you know, kind of try some new stuff, because everyone's kind of stuck on the old Bud Light and.
Some of us
not old to some of us. I mean,
there's a lot of different beer out there, a lot of tasty beer, like you said, Ron. So
we still buy our Bud Light from Beer Me, so I mean, we're good.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
We carry Bud Light too. We carry your favorites as well.
But the newest member of the crew to Gumbo, so I mean, they supply the beer.
Yeah,
we're the beer people.
And why not?
And we do kegs too.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so we've now officially said that we can take the Keani with beer.
Yes,
so,
you can.
So it's good to go.
It's good to go.
All right. So if somebody wants to get some information from you all on where all of this stuff, how they can get it, where it folds into, where do we send them to?
Okay. Well, first of all, there's an app that you can go to. It's free on Android and on iPhones. It's called Team Fusion. You can look through there. You just go in as a guest, and you would have to log on either under Jay Callahan or under Southern Health, and it'll have all the information on there, as well as there are tons and tons of YouTube videos, or if you just look up Keani Science, it'll tell you.
Okay, spell it though, because most people won't, because I was confused until I saw it too.
Yes, it's Keani, and you can go on KeaniScience.com. It'll tell you all the ingredients, how you have to take the product, the health benefits, everything.
Okay.
So, it's great. So Keani Science, that's KeaniScience.com.
Awesome. All right. Did anybody else take some of it or just you, Drew?
I think I'm the only one. Anyone else try it?
If I can put it in my beer, I will be the first one.
Let's go. Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's try it right here.
Hook me up. What kind of beer am I drinking there?
Here, I've got one right here.
My man of wheat is
no,
empty.
That's nitro.
No, not that.
No, don't give me any nitro.
Well, you know, it's good for other things too. Your wife might appreciate
Let
it.
Let me tell you something.
No. Trust me. No need.
It's a two for one.
Ron's all natural.
Let me tell you something. I am so high. I don't take supplements at all. And there's a reason, because when I came back from Saudi Arabia in 94, I started getting really, really sensitive to everything I put in my body. So I'm a very, very lightweight when it comes to alcohol. But
right.
Anything that may cause drowsiness, 2 days I'm out.
Oh,
yeah. So, I mean, I'm very, very sensitive. So I inhaled something over there.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to know how to slow Ron down, there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Slow me down for
Ron
a while.
Bothering you today? Just drop a couple Dramamine in his beer.
So what do I do? Just put this whole thing in a beer?
Yep. There you go. Put it in your beer.
Oh, you need another beer, don't
well,
you?
Well, what I'm going to have to do is get a beer, taste it, so I know what the beer tastes like, and then I'll put this in there, and I can judge what it tastes
Let's
like.
Let's do this.
Good.
We are officially,
pick me a beer, Drew.
We are officially pairing Keani with beer.
There so you go.
You can't. You can't. This. I don't make this stuff up, right?
It no, just, you, this, no.
It happens.
Is this a liquid?
All right, this is a Czech-style Pilsner,
it is liquid.
I see.
Yeah, Lagunitas.
Lagunitas right. Pils, Czech-style Pilsner. So let me take a swig of it and see what it tastes like.
All deliverable by Beer Me.
It is delivered by Beer Me, and that is the coolest company ever.
Other Thanks, than City Spree and Grub Ninja and Grub On and Foodie Life and
well,
Business Radio X and
being that Beer Me delivers and City Spree delivers and Grub Ninja delivers, we're all partnered and we can all order from. Well, I mean, you can go to the City Spree website and get Beer Me.
Yeah,
you can go to the Grub Ninja website and get Beer Me. So, I mean, if you need food and alcohol, we got you covered all the way around.
We got all the bases.
And
covered.
If you need flowers, we can get you flowers too. We
you don't no discriminate,
limit,
do you?
There is no you know a flower guy.
I know a flower guy.
Yeah.
You know, I know a couple people here and there.
Yeah.
So let me see.
I'm get you insurance with Drew, too. So.
That's right. Yeah. Drew's just here because every time I do one of these shows, Drew has been like, dude, you never call me when you guys are having fun like this. And I'm like, well, Drew.
Drew's here.
I didn't know that you were able to. So I was like, all right, listen, the next time I promise, I swear to God, I will invite you.
So when'd you get here, man?
Yeah, I think this is like my third or fourth time to be on Pensacola Business Radio X, and all of them were in the morning. None of them included Bloody Marys or tequila tasting or beer tasting or any of the fun stuff that I see you doing. So.
Speaking of Bloody Marys, our You Say Tomato project went on YouTube this morning. We are at 10,000 hits, 10,000 views before we started the show this afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I have never been past 10, right? I've never been past 10 views on any video I've ever posted. My kids have got more views than me. Hmm. And as of 2 o'clock today, we were at 10,000. So I'll be curious by the time we're done, what we'll be hanging out at. But that was our Bloody Mary incident that you didn't get to be part of.
I'm getting into his beer now.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
This isn't going to keep me up till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, all that is fruits and
vegetables. If it is, I have work to do and you can come help.
First impression, it's a little scary to look at.
So what does it taste like if you just drink it just how it is?
She says it's very tart.
What do you think it
I thought it was very tart, but I mean.
I took a little bit raw and it tastes like a.
Rainbows and unicorns.
It tastes like a sweet tart when you chew it up.
That's
there
what
you
she
go.
Said. It's tart.
Yeah, it's a little tart. It's good.
Okay.
All right,
it's
cool.
Not bad.
Pass that around and taste it. It tastes like a sweet tart.
Well, he opened his.
Yeah. Everyone's got one.
Well, I like sweet tarts, so I'm going to go ahead and finish this.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, that's huge.
If it tastes like candy, I know I'll like it.
Yeah, that's it.
It does. It tastes like a sweet tart.
I told you, it's rainbows and unicorns, man.
How
in
many,
a pack.
How many calories are in one of those packs?
41 calories.
I need to stir this up.
There's a pen right there in one of those.
Can I go for it?
You know, look, Ron, at this point, I think you'll be all right.
You know, I was in the military. I've had a lot worse, I promise you. Yeah.
Hey, at least there's no sand in it today.
You know, I enjoy MREs.
That should tell you something, right? So.
I did make my beer foam up pretty nicely.
Cool.
It's changing the color.
All right.
We may be on to something.
Magical. I'm telling you, man.
This could be the future of beer right here.
This is going to be the part of Rayani science.
It phoned up a lot.
Yes, it did.
If I would have put any more beer in there, we'd be having a foam bath right now.
Let's just hope that was the Keani and not the pen.
All right. Well, a little ink with my supplement and my beer.
I feel like we've got
everything about this feels wrong.
That's all right.
I feel like we've
that
got
means
a
you must be doing something right.
That means it's right.
There you go.
All right,
there it is.
Hold on.
Let's make sure we get all of the advertising in the picture, right?
Don't drop it.
All right. Cool.
And all
right, man.
All scared, like.
All right. Time will tell. Here we go.
There's the before picture.
That's all the foam. Hold on.
Yep. We get down to the good stuff.
Like we've got a little bit of a chemistry set going on.
It's kind
of
cool, though. Okay, so with the Sweetheart Taste, all right, so here you go, Drew. Here's where you get to earn the Beer Me name.
Okay.
If this has got a tart taste to it, what are some good beers that you all have that would pair with it?
There's no real bad beer out there. It's more of the food you can pair with your beer, you know?
Yeah.
That's at least how I feel about it. I don't know.
But you wouldn't take this and put it in a grapefruit beer, right?
I'm confused.
I think it might. Honestly,
it's not bad.
Is it the Cayenne? Cayenne. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would put that in probably a wheat beer, you know.
Well, thanks for telling me now. You give me a Pilsner.
There you go.
Yeah, the agave wheat that Drew's got, that'd probably complement it pretty well.
It's in there.
Is it tasty or what?
Somebody give Calvin a microphone.
This one right here is a banana bread beer, so I tasted it, and this was a strawberry tart.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right, maybe I can have a banana strawberry kind of.
Yeah. Is
it working? You got it in yours now?
And yeah, it kind of tastes like a strawberry banana beer now.
It takes the guilt out of drinking the beer a little bit.
It sure does.
It makes it nutritious.
I'm just still confused.
That's all right.
What kind is yours?
I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. I'm just kind of, mine's just a Pilsner.
There's a lot of color going on there, too. It's interesting.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm excited.
Take a sip. Hook it up. We'll pass it around the table.
It's gonna be like old tribal times, man.
Wow,
it's confusing, right?
It is very confusing. Yeah. I'm not really sure how.
The question is how are you getting so?
It's like King's
Cup. How long does this stuff usually take to react in a body? How long till you start sort of feeling some of the effects?
Well, I used to drink a lot of coffee, and now I take that in the morning, and then I probably I probably drink about a half a cup of coffee now. And normally I'd probably drink about a pot of coffee.
Oh yeah. Are there like limits on how many supplements you can take? I mean, you know. Do you recommend not taking any more than 3 a day?
They're going to recommend only taking this one, Drew.
Okay.
All right, listen, I just tasted the one in the banana beer, and it was really good. Yeah, yeah. It's like strawberry banana.
Oh, there you go.
You got to steal a mic, Calvin.
You could like have a Seville quarter late night thing and just mix these things together, and people would be like, so this gives us nutrition, tastes like this. And we get alcohol, and everybody would just jump on it.
Yeah.
There's your selling point. That beer from Beer Me, delivered to the corner of Seville.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll make it happen. Next time you guys do a big thing, we'll come out there and we'll test it.
Let me see. What do you got?
We can put Kayani on our website and deliver it with Beer Me.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I like it.
All right, here we go. So 1 ounce of Kayani has 8 apples. 80 ounces is the nutritional value of...
This is the Sunrise.
The one that you guys are drinking.
The one that you're drinking.
Okay. 8 apples, 80 ounces of green tea, and I hate tea, so that's the only way that that's going to happen.
Especially
I can tell you that
tea.
Right now. Oh. I hate avocados, but apparently here you get the nutritional value of 61 cups. Yeah, can't.
Of coffee?
No, avocados. Avocados. Are you an avocado fan, Ron?
I'll eat guacamole.
Yeah.
Right. I love avocados.
Hey, I'm right here with you.
All right, bran flakes, carrots, Swiss chard, salmon, peas, sardines, mushrooms. Beets, winter squash, soy milk, kidney beans, kale, and then trace minerals.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff considering that packet is so small.
It's 1 ounce, right?
It's tiny. One ounce.
You know, for somebody who's anti-supplements because I know how sensitive I am to everything, I mean, I'd be willing to...
You'd be willing to give it a shot?
Not to nitro because promise you I don't need it. I mean, I promise you I don't need the nitro, but the Sunrise...
Yeah,
you're
not allowed in this room if you take nitro.
Oh, man.
Things get broke.
Things get broke.
Do what?
Ginseng extract. You don't taste the ginseng. You know,
what? Any other what do you mean? The green tea stuff?
Yeah, the ginseng stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you tried it yet?
No.
Here, pass this confusing concoction.
I know, right?
Over
let me just
heat.
Not spill it on the board.
We're like pushers.
See, that one.
I'm definitely confused.
That one's confusing, but try this one.
I bet that
one's
better,
this
right?
one.
That's the banana bread. Yeah,
this one's confusing, so I'm going to pass
that's
that over
Wells
here.
That's the Wells banana bread with the cayenne.
Oh, much better.
That's what I'm
much
saying.
Much better. Right.
This one is confusing.
This one's
much
pretty
better.
Good, the agave wheat with
I'll
the cayenne.
I'll give this back to you in a second.
Good job. Awesome. Okay, and you said refrigerate these, right? So the ones that I've got, I'm going to stick in the fridge.
Yeah, much better. I like them better refrigerated. It's not, like I said, it's not as tart, but you can drink it right now.
I'm Drew.
Mine was really warm, actually.
Just Drew, if you see this right now, everybody's jumping on the banana bread beer with this cayenne. I think this could be a deliver exclusive.
Calvin, you may be right here. I think you're onto something, for sure.
Okay.
We could put it on all 3 sites and hook it up.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Let's see what happens. You see what I do here? You see how this works?
I see what this, yeah.
Okay, I just took the whole thing, so let's see what happens. I'll be with you, Ron. We'll
Get it, Keith, get it.
It's like a Jello shot without the Jello. That doesn't taste bad by itself at all.
It tastes like the candy.
Sweet tart.
Yeah. Sweet tart.
Dude, do you remember the really big sweet tarts? They don't make them anymore.
You can still find them.
Where?
Just mainly like non...
non-American non-Indian candy distributors.
You go to the convenience stores or gas stations that are not like the big names. Like,
yeah.
They don't have them, but the other convenience stores and gas stations almost always have them. So you can still get them.
Dude, those big chewy ones are awesome.
They're my favorite, man. I'm telling you. All right, what else?
All right, so.
I mean, as if you could top that.
Well, and the thing about the nitro, the studies, they have 3 Nobel Prizes around this. So the support.
Yeah.
So that's also.
Well, I'd say Nobel Prizes, you're pretty legit.
So when you say it has 3 Nobel Prizes, what do you mean by that?
So the studies that were done. By the scientists, all of that work has gone into that product. And so they have that to support how effective it is.
So the nitro is made out of noni concentrate, which is a plant. So that is what she's speaking about with the Nobel Prizes. And that was when they found out, you know, hey, it makes you produce more nitric oxide. So that's what she means when she's saying Nobel Prize.
Which what? Gives you some energy, right?
Yep, gives you energy.
Gives you a little boost.
Yeah, because your body produces it anyway. It has to.
And when I'm looking at the ingredients, everything seems to be organic. I mean, to get the substance, I see they're using xanthan gum. Only thing I'm not sure about is the sodium benzoate, but I think that's organic as well. Everything else seems to be organic. So no chemicals here. All natural.
None at all.
Nope. That's pretty cool.
There you go. All natural beer enhancement.
Now, the thing with the sunset, that's the one you take in the evening. You take it with dinner. It has omega-3s, and it's made from wild Alaskan sockeye salmon. So what's good with that is they cold press it in order to make the supplement. And it's not farmed raised fish. They actually, you know, it's fresh salmon is what they use to make that as well. I used to do clean eating, and this is totally supported by clean eating. That means no preservatives, no additives, and all of this is supported by clean eating.
And again, does it have a taste of this tart or Ron, salmon I don't know much fish? About
clean no. Eating. Now the now
it tastes tart. Clean eating is a new concept for me. Let's just start.
It's a new concept for me as well.
Now, the nitro, it's got a pepperminty flavor, and then the one you take in the evening, which is a sunset, they're 3 pills. That's all you take.
And because it's cold press, it's not going to be those huge horse pills that they do when
with the fish oils.
Yeah. Because so they process it completely different. So that's why they're so small and they're so easy to take.
So 2 questions. 1, if you're allergic to salmon, you probably shouldn't take it, right?
That is correct.
And 2, how is it for hangovers? Not that I would need one for a hangover or anything like that. But for those areas,
I will tell you, my husband has used it after being hungover, and he felt amazing. He's like, holy crap, I haven't ever taken anything that made me feel better.
Obviously,
and that was after the sunset and the nitro.
Do you have any of those on you right now?
Just nitro and sunset?
Yes.
I have sunset on me if you want to take some with you.
Yes, please.
I can bring any more samples nitro of sunset? Up here if you want to come back. Yes,
there
I do. And my
yeah,
first.
We can get it. And I think the other thing too, just all the products are safe for ages 2 and up, unless you are a pregnant or breastfeeding mother. And then on that case, like Jennifer is, yeah. It is for Jennifer.
Not today, anyway, right?
I mean, look it.
So in that case, that you can't. They recommend you do not take it.
And they say you can have the sunrise while you're pregnant, but you have to get it, you know, talk to your doctor about it because, you know, there's so many restrictions on pregnant women. Yeah. You know how we do in the U.S.
So is it 3 products, the sunrise, the sunset, and the nitro?
Yep, that is the triangle of
health. So it keeps
it
simple?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's it. Morning, noon, and night, right?
Yep. Simple is good.
Okay, so how does this come packaged? Like, do I have to buy all 3 products or can I get just like the straight up 30-day kit or what?
So you can buy what's called the Triangle of Health, which is all 3 products. And it comes, basically, they send you the shipment every month. So it's an auto ship product. So You can also buy it a la carte. So if you decide that you want it, you liked one but not the other, or you didn't need the if he doesn't want the nitro, mm-hmm. he could do the other two products by itself.
Okay. See?
I would get the nitro, though, for my wife because she
can handle that?
She can handle that. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Right? And then and also, if you do the auto ship, they give you a discount for that auto ship. So it.
Yeah. Cool. And all right, so we're going to put the link too on okay. when we repost our show. So we'll have y'all's link on there. So if you need to find us, you can can find it on our site.
And the other piece, just really quick, is everything's 100% money back guarantee. So if you don't like it, minus shipping and restocking fee. But if you don't like it, as long as you have one piece that is unopened, mm-hmm. they will refund you.
Yeah. So Ron, if you don't recover from your hangover in the morning, you let me know. We'll get your money back.
So I can't wear a one piece when I.
You have to have one not opened.
And they tell you have 30 days to return it. If you become a distributor, which is the great piece because you can make great money doing it and it doesn't take a lot of time. If you become a distributor, you have a year to return the product. Yeah.
Okay.
And they'll give you your money back.
I'm going to ask you the hard question. You ready?
Do it.
What separates this from every other thing I've seen out there?
Okay. So with this, one good thing is you're not taking a million different products to get the same results. It's just three little easy products. So what's great about that, when I first learned about the product, I'm like 30 ounces or 30 ounces. That's nothing. Or 1 ounce. Sorry, 30 mLs. Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind today. Pregnancy brain. But 30 mLs, that's nothing. How is that going to do anything for me? And then I started reading up on it. And me, I'm always someone that's like, I don't believe you. So I went and I looked at KyaniScience.com. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, all this stuff in here is good, approved. I mean, it's great. So things for me to get the same amount of nutritional value, I'd be taking a ton of different things. And it's just three little products.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that the other piece is like the testimonials that you'll find because it helps with inflammation. It helps with just so many different things because your body naturally needs these products anyway. I mean, naturally needs all of these nutrients because mm-hmm. that's how we fuel our bodies through food. So, and beer.
And beer. And beer. You can't get a better testimonial than today.
So, and that's, I think that's the other thing is I've done other products. And this is by far the easiest, the most efficient, and it's just so quick and easy.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you already feel the difference immediately. There's no like, it's got to get into your system. It's automatic. It's just all of a sudden you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They need the one.
They do need the one. In fact, I think that's partially how they ended up here today.
Nice. That is exactly how I ended up here today.
You see what I do? You see how I do this, right? So, like and you know, and it's funny because usually Foodie Life Radio has been restaurant tours or food guys always usually sharing their stories of the debauchery and pirating that happens in the back of the house and stuff. But the more and more Calvin and I started talking about it and realizing everything obviously that's going on with you guys is that there is such a bigger umbrella. So that's, you know, part of why we just threw you in the mix here. So I hope it's working for you because like it. So
my husband forgot to use his yesterday and take his Kyani. And I said
to
him,
did he notice?
Oh, well, I said to him at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? And he's like, shut up. I forgot to take my Kyani. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And he's only been taking it for like a week and a half. And he like, I mean, he has seen dramatic results with energy level.
Right.
Well, it's not going to like turn out like to be smoking or nothing where you're so addicted that you're such a grumpy, you know what, after you miss it a day.
He was just tired. That was the problem. So, and he was a coffee drinker and he hasn't been drinking any coffee since. So now he's, you know.
So what you're saying is it's me every day.
There you go. Grumpy you.
But you know what though? I mean, you know when your body's not getting nutrition it needs, right? You know when you've been just not eating the right stuff.
I've been depleted. Trust me. I've been
depleted. Junk food and all that other stuff or too much sodium from the MREs that you're still consuming. Or,
I've been depleted.
Yeah. So, you know, I can imagine that. Your body gets used to getting, you know, a jacked correct amount of nutrition. And then all of a sudden you forget one day. It's, you know, it's like not drinking water.
Right.
So, okay. All right. So let's get into you guys because
why are you looking at me?
Because I have slowly watched both City Spree and Grub Ninja and you guys bear me come around. And I remember having the conversation with a couple of people around me, like, why would somebody deliver beer or alcohol? Like, there can't really be a market for that. And I'm sitting back going, oh, yes, there is.
Because right? I'm out there and right. we use it all the time.
Like, totally, right? Like, let's stop people from having to, one, drive to the store when they probably should.
I was getting ready to order right now and have it delivered here while we were doing the show.
You know, there you go.
I mean, think about it. You're watching a game.
Right.
You don't want to miss it. You're like, do I have hard liquor? No. Maybe I'll just drink my wife's wine or something like that.
Yeah,
just
yeah, I'll have a nice white Zin.
Now, just download the Grub Ninja app, click, whoop, and now you get it delivered, and you're watching the game. You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
And it's nice and cold because they got that. Can I curse?
No, not really.
They got that cool truck. I'll say
yeah,
cool truck
yeah.
That keeps it cool, and you know.
Yeah, we've got a refrigerator.
It's a refrigerated beer truck.
Yeah,
it's absolutely beer truck. Awesome.
But I mean, just
refrigerated beer truck.
Just beer and wine aside, I mean, do people want to pay for the convenience, whether it's food or beer or wine? I mean, you're talking a $4.99 delivery charge, and it's just a comfort of life that you can enjoy. You know, you don't have to leave the door, you know, leave the house, get in the car, and drive.
I'm looking at three people that prove that people will pay that convenience fee.
Here's the thing. Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. Whatever the case may be, when the lines are out the doors, Wingstop, for example, is at an hour and 45-minute cook time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pre-order food through Grub Ninja or City Spree, and if you want your beer with it, you can order it on the same platform, and you'll get a City Spree driver, Grub Ninja, or you'll get, and on top of that, you will get a Beer Me driver.
Yeah.
So you'll get the beer delivered right to your house in a refrigerated beer truck, nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
You get your food delivered in catering equipment, nice and hot,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to stand in line at the restaurants.
Dude, that's
what more could you ask for, really?
So do you deliver to Gulf Breeze?
We do.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So what is your area? Because it has grown, has it not?
Oh, with City Spree? Oh, man, let me tell you something. And it's the same with Grub Ninja because right. they go hand in hand. We deliver, I mean, technically, and I'm going to say this, and I shouldn't, but I'm going to.
Yeah,
technically,
here we go.
Technically,
beer in Keani,
if you
out.
Drew a line from Floribama all the way up to Beulah and went all the way across to Pace yeah. and Milton, mm-hmm. that's my zone. We don't necessarily focus on Perdido and you know way over to the west side because one road in, one road out.
Right.
It's hard if there's traffic, and sure. we don't want a 2 or 3 hour delivery time. So anywhere from Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Portofino, Gulf Breeze all the way to Avalon Boulevard, and all the way up Avalon Boulevard into Pace,
yeah,
and all the way over through Cantonment, Kingsfield Highway, give or take a block or two.
Yeah.
Where Drew lives, obviously, we deliver there.
Yeah, Drew is out there, dude. The other Drew, by the way.
And all the way past Navy Federal and yep. down. So, I mean, that is our, it's a huge delivery zone. But a good thing is we've got 40 drivers.
Yep.
And they're scattered throughout the area. So you're not getting a driver from Pace going all the way to NAS Pensacola. You're getting drivers that are staggered throughout the area to where they can get to the restaurant, get the food. The only thing we're waiting on is food cook time, mm-hmm. which when they're busy could be 30 minutes.
Sure.
And then a 15-minute drive to the house, maybe.
And all of that varies upon each restaurant, depending on what restaurant
it all varies on
ordering.
The restaurant, but our guaranteed delivery time is 55 to 60 minutes. Usually we get it there in 45, 55 minutes.
Yeah.
But it all depends on the restaurant.
Yeah, and typically, too, if you order beer or wine with your order, our beer and wine will get there first, so you can kind of, you know, drink your
you
beer
can have
and wine.
A, you can have beer, aperitif.
I have ordered beer to the west side, and I live Blue Angel area, and we've had it in like 28 minutes.
That's yeah, awesome.
And that's one thing about our store that's great is that we leave from the store. So, I mean, you're cutting your time down in half because, mm-hmm. you know, if you were to go and pick up the beer yourself, you have to get in the car and drive to the store and get home. Whereas we're at the store and we're coming right to you
right.
with the product. So,
yeah.
And, Drew, you know, there's no middleman. Yeah.
Drew, what's your delivery area?
So, we keep a 15-mile radius from our store and we do a guaranteed delivery within 1 hour.
Here's the beautiful thing about that 15-mile radius. It encompasses my entire
yeah,
area.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Within reason. We cut off Pace and Milton, obviously, sure. because, you know, that's a long way for them to drive.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you think about it, 15 miles is Pensacola.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
15 miles is yeah. within Pensacola from yeah. one side to the next. And one thing to add on to that is we have, not only do we have restaurants that deliver, but we have restaurants that would never deliver in the first place.
Right.
So now you have that option as well.
Yeah, so that's my next question. So how many are on board with you guys? Because there's a lot.
54, I think we have 50 something
54
restaurants.
And growing.
54 or something. I mean, it does fluctuate because we do have restaurants that either close, go out of business or sure. whatever, or the partnership, we want to really, really focus on quality. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying restaurants are going to provide quality, but, you know, let's be honest. Some restaurants, if you're at an hour, hour and 15 minute cook time, it's not advantageous to our customers paying a $6, sure. $7, $8, $9 delivery fee, depending on mileage, if they're going to have to wait an extra hour and a half.
Right.
So if that's the case, we're really picky. I mean, I could go on the phone book, and I could just put every single restaurant in the phone book, and they don't even have to know it. I could mark up their prices. I could sell it to the customers, but we don't do that. We actually partner with the restaurants, and we partner with Beer Me, and we let them know, listen, we're going to put your menu at menu price, and we're not going to dig into the customer's pocket to get the profit out of it. We're going to discount it a little bit. We're going to sell it at menu price, and we're all going to profit from it because you're not adding overhead. You're not adding labor costs because your cooks are going to get paid. They're not commission based.
Right.
They're not getting paid on how many steaks they cook for that day. They're getting paid hourly. So whether or not they're doing 5-10 orders from us, they're still getting paid the same. So you're not adding labor cost. So if you free up that labor cost and overhead cost, the profit margin is a lot better with a delivery than it is with somebody dining in.
Yeah.
And Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't y'all do orders for like catering orders from different restaurants?
We do. We generate $500-$700 orders on a weekly basis for certain restaurants because of pharmaceutical reps. We've got a gentleman that orders. He's a veterinary rep, and he goes and he feeds the vets. And when I say vets, I mean animal vets.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he orders two times a week. And it's because it's easier. I mean, I'm telling you, all you have to do is go to a clinic. Every clinic, if you notice, if you think about it, you probably never paid attention before, but if you go to a clinic, you see benches out front. If you just go at lunchtime and sit at that bench, you will see two or three people dragging a suitcase and dragging food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the pharmaceutical rep. And they're lugging it and they're having a hard time. And, you know, it's so easy to pre-order. You can pre-order up to a year on our system or more. You can, if I want birthday dinner and I want to plan it right now.
Ooh, that's a good way to not forget.
Exactly. Because we don't forget. It flags us in our system. It gets annoying because it flags us every single day.
Yeah.
And it says, don't forget this order 3 months from now. And it's just like, really? But it does. And it does that. It's a fail safe.
Yeah.
We don't forget about it. That day, we place it. Boom. The restaurant gets it and it gets delivered. So pharmaceutical reps and things like that. Oh, yeah. We bring them some pretty good orders and we save them a lot of pain.
So what's the difference in the two companies?
Being that we're... No, go ahead, Calvin. Go for it.
So we are partner companies. So,
there you go.
So City Spree does a delivery where Grub Ninja is focused on the development of the software to make it easier for you and easier for every delivery service that's out there, like City Spree. And so there's a mobile app for Grub Ninja, whereas City Spree doesn't have a mobile app for that. And on the restaurant side, if they like to have takeout inside, we can have a tablet built in there, and they can have it directly through City Spree or push that way as well. So that's the difference there. With Grub Ninja, there's also a package marketing-wise that we do as well. City Spree does it as well. City Spree does it as
well.
There
you go. Much better.
And
I pick up your microphone.
So what I was just saying, if you didn't hear, is that we have the mobile app Grub Ninja, which you could get on iPhone and Android, and you can order from there. City Spree has the website. We also have a website as well. On the restaurant side, they could have a tablet for takeout, or it just goes through City Spree and it's right away. Other things that we offer marketing wise is for a restaurant, we have Grub on TV, which you've seen some videos in the back. And as Keith suggested, we have 10,000 views for Hop Jacks, which is the last one we just did there as well. So that's what Grub Ninja brings to the plate. And there's other things coming real soon that I can't talk about yet, but I'm excited that's on the technology side. So.
Here's the thing, too, with between City Spree and Grub Ninja. When we first met, Calvin walked up to me and he's like, hey, I'm Calvin and I might be competition. And I said, how do you figure? I mean, we pitch and we believe that collaboration is better than competition. We really don't believe in competition. We want to help everybody because if somebody fails, it's our fault.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want small businesses to fail, whether they're competitors or not. So he's not really a competitor because he was just starting up. He had no restaurants. And I said, how about we throw 30 of my restaurants on your website? And he's like, really? And we started talking.
This must be a setup.
Here's the thing. You know, you can go shopping at Target every single day. One day you're going to want, you know, Walmart.
Kmart.
Or you're going to want, you know, Apple Market. Or you're going to want Everman's or something like that. You're going to want something different. Just because it looks different. You might get the same product, but it looks different. You're going to go shop for competitors. So if you go to GrubNinja.com, which is a great website, and you order food, it's going to be a City Spree driver showing up at your house.
Are you foaming at the mouth over there?
Is alcohol abuse already happening over here? But that's the thing is, it really complements each other because the technology they have is great. The technology we have is great. They focus on other things. We focus on other things. But when we come together, I mean, I brought a customer database of 30,000 people. If I market Grub Ninja to them, they're like, well, wait a minute. I've had City Spree X amount of times. Right. Well, let me try Grub Ninja. I mean, I've had a customer actually say, you know, hey, I've ordered City Spree so many times. I tried Grub Ninja. Do you guys own them too? Because I got a City Spree driver.
Yeah.
It's a partnership.
And right. You need to add the partnership. I mean, you heard the one, right? It's a collaborative movement. We work together. I get leads. He gets leads, whichever we push together. And like he said, because they're handling the driving and the operation side, I get to solely focus on developing better software, bigger software.
Yeah.
Bring a TV show to Pensacola. Bring a Foodie Life radio show with Keith. And it's kind of like I wouldn't say a disease, right? Because, but it's kind of like an infection, an addiction, right?
It's an addiction.
Right. And what's happened throughout this is that with Grub on TV, with Grub Ninja, with Foodie Life, with City Spree, with Beer Me Delivery, we're all working with each other. So we all give each other great prices. I have an event coming up called Taste for the Cause on October 14th, and it's for the Panhandle Warrior Project. We're going to get 20 restaurants included, right? And we have Pentacruz who felt the infection, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're going to be showing their car shows over at Maritime Park. And hopefully we're going to have a concert there. And we're reaching out to some resources. So we're going to have a full festivity event. And it's all about a collaborative effort. So
none of would have been able to happen had all of us not been able to freely and openly say, hey, we've got some resources. Well, they've got some resources and put those together. And it's exponential growth very quickly.
I know I'm talking a lot, but here's the thing.
No.
You know, it's just my thing. But with the
I thought it was the Keani.
You know, connecting.
It might be.
But like you said, though, connecting people.
Yeah.
You know, connecting people that normally wouldn't connect with each other. Because we've already expanded to Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
And guess what we expanded as? Grub Ninja, not City Spree.
Right.
So when we expand nationwide, it will be as Grub Ninja. It won't be as City Spree necessarily. Most likely, it won't be City Spree. It will be Grub Ninja in every market we start. And, you know, the success stories are crazy because we had an IT company, and they didn't meet with this other IT company, but they were both part of the one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my wife, Patty, she was like, you guys need to meet because he can do the things you can't, and you can do the things he can't.
Right.
Next thing you know, they merged. They're one company now, and they're tearing it up.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it's not about – people need to get over this whole competition thing. I've seen too many people go, oh, my God, somebody that does what I do is opening up, and, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. Relax.
Yeah. Yeah. There's approach plenty of room here.
Reach out. There's enough. There's 300,000 people in the area.
Yeah.
In Escambia County, there's enough business for everybody. Help each other out. I mean, that's crazy.
And that's what I like.
I don't know. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
The other part I liked about Keani that we were talking about is that we're not like if there are other companies that you, even if you're distributors mm-hmm. together, you're competitors because if you get this client or I get this client, the best part about this is there's no competition.
No.
Because we both benefit. Everybody benefits. They want everybody to work together as a team. And then that way the team gets.
And if you get high enough, you know, up in ranking, you get percentage of the global sales. So it's not just, you. So that's all you get.
Right. So it's like a profit share. But the same thing is it's all working together to achieve one goal, which is to provide a better quality service.
And Drew can attest to this. Right. I promise you.
The other Drew. You know,
not Drew from Beer Me. Drew can attest to a lot of things. But, I mean, really, there are customers that either, A, have a personality conflict or they have something, a need that you can't fill. And you'll be glad to refer them to another sales or another insurance rep. And then that insurance rep will reciprocate and do the same thing when they can't fill a need and send them back to you.
Right.
There's no doubt. I mean, we refer business to other insurance agents in town all the time. And a lot of it has to do with the different insurance companies that each agency represents. Some of them have niche markets in different types of industries that we may not and that they may not be able to do what we can do. So they'll send us business. We send them business. It helps the customer ultimately. And it helps us, you know, with our reputation and word of mouth.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about.
Another thing, too, you know, maybe for selfish reasons, but I thought this was kind of funny.
Oh, it's always for selfish reasons, but that's okay. Because your selfish reasons are our selfish reasons.
You know, when Kellen and I first started to launch Beer Me, we were like, oh, man, this is such a great idea. You know, we were obviously concerned people may catch on and try and start their own version of Beer Me. And then it dawned on me one day that, you know, I would welcome anyone to take on the headache and all the to endure. So bring it on.
Yeah, I promise you, I know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you guys all know exactly where I'm coming
from. Yeah,
because
before you ever were around, we were doing the research. We're like, well, what do we need to do with that? Right. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, this shit. I hate legal stuff. Sorry.
Right.
I hate legal stuff, right?
We have to all deal with it. That's the unfortunate.
So I was like, they dealt with it. I mean, let's just go talk to them. And
yeah.
I remember talking to Kellen when they first started off and waited a couple more months. And I know Patty saw that they started advertising. So I was like, it looks like it's a good time to reach out. And you know, it's like, hey, do you want to work together? And they're like, well, yeah, we'd love to. And it's just another beautiful situation. And we all grow. And eventually we grow here. We expand. We go elsewhere, and we just go from there.
Worry about the beer. I'll worry about the food. You worry about the tech, and we're going to be fine.
There you go.
And I'm just going to help you tell the story.
Yeah.
And I'll take care of the insurance for all y'all.
Yeah, there we go. So, okay,
and then
you guys,
we have our add-ins.
There you go.
We'll talk later, Drew.
We're getting to the end of our time here, but I want to give everybody the opportunity to go around the horn here and give a contact information or website stuff. So.
Okay.
Take it away.
Jennifer Callahan. I work for Kayani. You can either look me up on my website. I've got to think of the ending of it. Isn't that bad? I've got to look at my business card. Where's my business
newbie.
Card? I know. Newbie. I am a newbie with this. Isn't that crazy? Here, I think it's on here.
There it
All
is.
Right. Yes, it is. All right. So you can look me up on jcallahan.kayani.net. Kayani is K-Y-A-N-I. Or you can email me at jcallahankayani@gmail.com.
Perfect.
So Christine Miller with Kayani. Again, the same website, but I use southernhealthkayani@gmail.com is my email address. And then the same thing for the product site too. If you're just looking for the product, it'd be southernhealth.kayaniviral.com/triangle.
Once again, Drew Hardgrave with Hiles McLeod Insurance. I don't deliver any food, sell any beer, or do any tech.
But he sure
I can...
do have a pretty mouth.
But I can insure all the businesses that do. You can find my contact info at HilesMcLeod.com. That's HilesMcLeod.com. We're also on Facebook.
And now Drew can officially not say that I haven't invited him.
Well, this is Calvin. If you're looking for food, grubninja.co. If you're looking to be on a TV show, grubon.tv. If you're looking to be part of a nonprofit event, Taste for the Cause, reach out to me at cbonifacio@grubninja.com, actually. I have the .com now.
Yay, boss, this morning.
I just purchased
morning,
that
man.
Yesterday.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they finally approved that. So grubninja.com.
Oh, again, nice. Yes.
Yes.
That helps.
That was huge, right?
And again, Taste for the Cause, October 14th. We've gotten $1,800 in donation. We're looking to get 20, 30,000. I'm reaching for 100,000. I know it's a lot, but it's for our troops. When they come home, they get what they need. So check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm Ron Spradling, and I'm retired Air Force, 20 years military, retired about 3 years ago. We started CitySpree.com. It used to be called GoWaiter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And CitySpree.com, if you're tired of pizza, I mean, I'm a pizza guy. I love pizza. I can live on pizza. But we've been eating it for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, not us at the table, except for maybe Keith. But, I mean,
50 years worth,
it's
definitely.
It's the same pizza, and they just finally changed it. But I'll still eat it. I love it. But if you want something different, I mean, we've got 50-some restaurants, total variety. Check out CitySpree.com. GrubNinja.com. Now,
yeah.
Oh, I love being able to say that. and try it out and try beermedelivery.com.
Yeah.
And you can order Beer Me also from grubninja.com, cityspree.com, or beermedelivery.com. I'm excited about that. It's a long time coming. But here's the thing also is if you're a business and you or direct sales or any sort of company that really could benefit from a lot of relationships and a lot, and let's be honest, Pensacola people do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to theoneorg.com, theoneorg, theoneorg.com, and look us up. I mean, we're a networking organization that's different than any other on the planet, and we can help you, I promise. And we're not pressure. We're not about the money. We are really, really about helping people and helping businesses grow. So theoneorg.com, cityspray.com, or grubninja.com, or beermedelivery.com.
There you
that's
go.
A lot of websites. Write them down.
Yeah. And there's a Grub Ninja app that you can download as well.
Right on.
Right on to that.
Perfect.
And I'm Drew Ruff. I'm a co-founder of Beer Me Delivery. We are a craft beer store located on Fairfield and Palo Fox, close to downtown. And we pride ourselves in our being the only Pensacola beer and wine delivery service. And you guys can follow us online on Facebook at Beer Me Delivery or go on our website at beermedelivery.com. Or even give us a call if you want to talk beer or find out more about our keg pricing. We do business-to-business keg pricing and promotions. But you can find us online at www.beermedelivery.com. And thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Perfect.
Amen.
All right, my turn, right? So if you want to find out anything else that we are active in, and by we, I mean myself and the rest of the people around this table, first of all, you can find everything you need to know for the show today here at business, Pensacola.businessradiox.com. You can find anything else related to Foodie Life, Grub on TV, any of the other, I mean, I can't even, there's a whole list of them, right? But you can find that at DiamondHEnterprise.com as well. And I want to just thank everybody for coming in and hanging out today. Drew, I'm so glad you got to participate, right?
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So, okay, you guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.businessradiox.com. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.